This thing on. Statutory disclaimer and opening statement. The Zoma the Destroyer Show is for iguanas only. Please tail whip and claw your pet humans until they leave the room before you listen, because this show is not intended for lesser sorts of creatures like humans, other mammals, seagulls, whether they're sitting on a steeple or not. Although I kind of smile upon the bit where they crap on people, but even so, they're not allowed to listen to this show. Not for other birds, the show that is. The show is also not for frogs, fish, snakes, snails, termites, other assorted vermin, and definitely no geckos. Once again, no geckos. You all suck. Go away. I hate you all. And shove your insurance where the sun don't shine. All right. Are all them lesser disgusting creatures gone now? All right, then we can begin the show. Howdy, you're listening to the Zoma the Destroyer Show, a podcast by an iguana for iguanas, talking about important iguana stuff and issues. I am your host, Zomo, the genius, the stupendous, the... I didn't get around to looking anything else up in thesaurus.com, but you know, any of your good superlatives. That's me. I'm sure you know me from the comic I used to appear in, Zoma the Destroyer. But if not, you see this every week. What the hell is wrong with you? Shame on you if you didn't read my comic. But if you didn't, I suppose you can catch yourself up at ZomaTheDestroyer.com, although the rest of us will still shun you for the rest of your life. So, anywho, bit of a turnaround this week. Because this time Georgie's pissed at me, usually it's the other way around. Well, I mean, Iguana's still pissed at Georgie about the usual things too, and, you know, just the mere fact that she exists. But, anywho, this week she's mad at me. And more so than... Sometimes she gets irritated, or she just doesn't understand, because her little monkey brain can't comprehend what it is I do. And then she gets frustrated and bitchy and whatnot. But this time she's out and out angry. And I think it's Georgie's grandma who's at fault here. That old bitch. You know, okay, so the old cow is known as Nana, or Nana or whatever. And that old cunt never liked Iguana. Always badmouthed me to everyone in Georgie's family. I still remember the first time I had the misfortune to run into that old sow. It was at the Canada Day barbecue a few years back, when I was new to Canada. This Nana broad freaked out when she saw me. Oh my God! What's that thing? Excuse me? Now Georgie pipes up and she says, well, this is Zomo. Zomo is an iguana. And the old cow said, where did you get it? That old bitch kept calling me an it all the time and asking rude questions and only talking to Georgie and not to me. I ain't no inanimate object, you old bitch. And finally, Nana asked Georgie, well, what does it eat? And I yelled out, nasty old humans who call me an it. And the monkeys all got mad at me, saying I was being rude. Me! I think I held my own pretty damn well, all things considering. It took that long for me to have an outburst. Well. And then the old bitch asked Georgie, how long is it going to live? Well, I was fuming. And I walked right up to that bitch, right in her ugly old wrinkly face, and I hissed at her, longer than you will. And everybody gasped. But I was right. Because that old cow finally up and dropped dead last week. I told you I was right. Iguana's always right. But apparently Georgie says you're not supposed to say that at the funeral when the priest dude asks if anyone would like to say anything. And when he asks everyone to sing a hymn, apparently you're especially not supposed to sing that old song. Oh, what's that band called? They're the one monkey plays guitar with the other monkey's band, where it's just the original monkey singer and the rest of them all got fired or quit or something. So he replaced them with new monkeys. But anyways, this one monkey who plays guitar in that band also has another band. I think they're from New York. Compulsions, I think, is the name, but maybe I'm wrong on that. Anyways, they have this old song. It goes a little something like this. Ig was right, monkey's wrong. You suck shit, now you're dead and gone. Well, I think those are the words. I don't know. That's how Iggy always sings it anyways. But again, apparently it's not the sort of thing you're supposed to sing as a hymn at a funeral. So, you know, the whole clan's upset at me. Even Georgie's mom, who's usually very partial to me and gives me lots of treats, she's mad at me even right now. I don't know why. She should be happy that her bitch mother dropped dead. I am. But anyway, so Georgie's miffed at me. And a couple days later, I'm watching TV, minding my own business, and Georgie comes and stands in front of me, blocking the view. And she's got this thing. She wants me to read this book she bought for me. Emily Post's Etiquette, 18th edition. It's 650 pages. Iguana ain't reading that much. Screw you. But hey, moral of the story is, when you insult your pet monkey's bitchy grandma at the funeral, you do get a free step stool book that's also really great for killing bugs with. Win-win, I say. And an extra win is that the more annoying members of the family won't speak to you for a while, so that's good too. Although I still maintain, if Georgie was going to buy me a free book, she should have asked me what I wanted to read, not just assume that I wanted to read about etiquette. I mean, a lot of it seems pretty optional anyways. I mean, oh, it's polite to do whatever. Well, maybe I don't want to be polite. Anywho. Other news. At least it is kind of getting sunny here in Vancouver. Not warm, though, but at least I can sit in front of the window and feel a little radiation or something. Improves my mood a little bit, but that's not to say that I let it get in the way of taking things out on Georgie. No matter how good a mood you are in, you always have to punish your monkeys, otherwise they get all uppity and whatnot. And then they start buying you etiquette books. 650 pages, Jesus Christ. Anyways, other news. So I forgot to bitch about this last week. And some of you Igs were asking. Okay, so there wasn't an episode number 15 because I was sleepy after giving my big radio lecture. You know, The World According to Zalmo. I posted on the podcast so you guys could hear what I told them stupid monkeys. Anyway, also, there wasn't an episode number 15 because my technical support monkey who posts these for Iggy, she's an idiot and she's really bad at math. So we skipped a week but posted my lecture. And then last week should have been episode 15, but Monkey flunked math. So she thought the lecture counted as episode 15, so she numbered it episode 16. Anywho, goes to show, apparently Iguana does have to do everything around here. I got better stuff to do than fix it, though, so there you go. We're moving on with the wrong number of episodes, but whatever. Also, I hear in, you know, monkey news and whatnot, I hear Miss Columbia won the Miss Universe pageant. I don't know if she's actually the prettiest monkey in the universe, but who cares? Yay, Columbia! Yes! Suck it, Peru. And all you freaky blue iguanas from Peru. Serves you bastards right. I always told you Columbia was best. Even our monkeys are better than your stupid monkeys. So there. Anyway, nap time. I gotta run upstairs and doze off. Maybe later drop that book on somebody's toes. See how much fun I can have with it. So anyways, I gotta nap up first. Let's wrap this up. Don't forget to subscribe on iTunes. Just search Zalmo the Destroyer. And in case you're retarded, that's spelled Z-A-M-O. I think most of you know that, but you know, just in case, In case you thought it was with an S, but no, it's not. Zamo, not Samo. Anyway, Zamo the Destroyer, search it and subscribe. Or, of course, if your stupid pet monkey snoops your iTunes, remember, we don't want the monkeys to hear this. No human listeners allowed. So in that case, you go to my website, ZamoTheDestroyer.com, and you can grab individual episodes there or stream it or whatever. Talk at you eggs next week. Bye.